5. CAD CAM CAPP CIMS
计算机辅助设计、制造、工业设计、计算机集成制造系统。
2. What is CAD used for? Listen to the three main ways you can use CAD to help you with your projects. Fill in the blanks and match its uses 1 to 3 to the photos A to C that represent the use.
There are three main ways for using CAD to help you with your projects. 1. You can use CAD to create 2D drafting drawings, which will be used by all the professions involved in the carrying out of a project. For example, if your project involves the construction of a bar, you will need to give the fitter a plan, elevations and sections of the bar, with annotations and measurements for them to be able to build it and understand your design purpose. 2. You can use CAD to view the space you have to work with in 3D and hold the drawing to quickly create different views that you can print. You can then use those prints to sketch with, develop your design ideas and create, for example, a perspective drawing, or even build a model using the floor plan as a template. 3. You can use CAD to create on-screen 3D models of your space or building, complete with walls, furniture, etc. This powerful feature enables you to present your design from different angles, and in the case of Vectorworks, add rendering, textures, and create walkthrough animations.
3. Advantages of CAPP.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The manual experience-based process planning is most widely used. It is mainly based on a manufacturing engineer's experience and knowledge of production facilities, equipment, their capabilities, processes, and tooling. The major problem with this approach is that it is time-consuming and developed plans may not be consistent and optimum. The feasibility of developed process plan is dependent on many factors such as availability of machine tools, scheduling and machine allocation, etc. Computer-aided process planning is developed to overcome these problems to some extent. The primary purpose of process planning is to translate the design requirements into manufacturing process details. This suggests a system in which design information is processed by the process planning system to generate manufacturing process details. CAPP integrates and optimizes system performance into the inter-organizational flow. For example, when one changes the design, it must be able to fall back on CAPP module to generate manufacturing process and cost estimates for these design changes. Similarly, in case of machine breakdown on the shop floor, CAPP must generate the alternative actions so that the most economical solution can be adopted in the given situation. A typical CAPP framework is shown as follows. When compared with manual experience-based process planning, CAPP offers following advantages. Systematic development of accurate and consistent process plans. Reduction of cost and lead time of process planning. Reduced skill requirements of process planners. Increased productivity of process planners. Higher-level application programs, such as cost and manufacturing lead time estimation and work standards, can be interfaced. Two major methods are used in computer-aided process planning, the variant CAPP method and the generative CAPP method. 4. Overview of CIMS. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Computer-integrated manufacturing, CIM, is the manufacturing approach of using computers to control the entire production process. This integration allows individual processes to exchange information with each other and initiate actions. Through the integration of computers, manufacturing can be faster and less error-prone. Although the main advantage is the ability to create automated manufacturing processes. Typically, CIM relies on closed-loop control processes based on real-time input from sensors. It is also known as flexible design and manufacturing. The term computer-integrated manufacturing is both a method of manufacturing and the name of a computer-automated system in which individual engineering, production, marketing, and support functions of a manufacturing enterprise are organized. In a CRM system, functional areas such as design, analysis, planning, purchasing, cost accounting, inventory control, and distribution are linked through the computer with factory floor functions, such as materials handling and management, providing direct control and monitoring of all the operations. As a method of manufacturing, three components distinguish CIM from other manufacturing methodologies: means for data storage, retrieval, manipulation, and presentation, mechanisms for sensing state and modifying processes, algorithms for uniting the data processing component with a sensor modification component. CIM is an example of the implementation of information and communication technologies, ICTs, in manufacturing. CIM implies that there are at least two computers exchanging information, e.g., the controller of an arm robot and a microcontroller of a CNC machine. Some factors involved when considering a CIM implementation are the production volume, the experience of the company or personnel to make the integration, the level of the integration into the product itself, and the integration of the production processes. CIM is most useful where a high level of ICT is used in the company or facility, such as CAD or CAM systems, the availability of process planning, and its data.
6. Supplementary reading.
Read the passage and answer the following questions.
The variant CAPP method. In variant CAPP approach, a process plan for a new part is created by recalling, identifying, and retrieving an existing plan for a similar part and making necessary modifications for the new part. Sometimes the process plans are developed for parts representing a family of parts, called master parts. The similarities in design attributes and manufacturing methods are exploited for the purpose of formation of part families. A number of methods have been developed for part family formation, using coding and classification schemes of group technology, GT, similarity coefficient-based algorithms, and mathematical programming models. The variant process planning approach can be realized as a four-step process. 1. Definition of coding scheme. 2. Grouping parts into part families. 3. Development of a standard process plan. 4. Retrieval and modification of standard process plan. A number of variant process planning schemes have been developed and are in use. One of the most widely used CAPP system is CAMI, developed by McDonnell Douglas Automation Company. This system can be used to generate process plan for rotational, prismatic, and sheet metal parts. The generative CAPP method. The next stage of evolution is towards generative CAPP. In the generative CAPP, process plans are generated by means of decision logic, formulas, technology algorithms, and geometry-based data to perform uniquely many processing decisions for converting part from raw material to finished state. There are two major components of generative CAPP: a geometry-based coding scheme and process knowledge in form of decision logic data. The geometry-based coding scheme defines all geometric features for process-related surfaces, together with feature dimensions, locations, tolerances, and the surface finish desired on the features. The level of detail is much greater in a generative system than a variant system. For example, details such as rough and finished states of the parts and process capability of machine tools to transform these parts to the desired states are provided. Process knowledge in the form of decision logic and data matches the part geometry requirements with the manufacturing capabilities using knowledge base. It includes selection of processes, machine tools, jigs or fixtures, tools, inspection equipments, and sequencing operations. Development of manufacturing knowledge base is backbone of generative CAPP. The tools that are widely used in development of this database are flowcharts, decision tables, decision trees, iterative algorithms, concept of unit machined surfaces, pattern recognition techniques, and artificial intelligence techniques such as expert system shells.
Vocabulary. New words.
Draft.
Construction.
Fitter.
Elevation.
Annotation.
Measurement.
Sketch.
Perspective.
Template.
Vectorworks.
Render.
Animation.
Manual.
Consistent.
Optimum.
Feasibility.
Overcome.
Primary.
Generate.
Optimize.
Alternative.
Systematic.
Generative.
Variant.
Interface.
Initiate.
Inventory.
Monitor.
Methodology.
Retrieval.
Algorithm.
Implementation.
Prone.
Enterprise.
Distribution.
Distinguish.
Manipulation.
Modify.